Blog Talk Radio.
Was the eye of the tiger, and the eye of the tiger is seeing an awful lot of stuff going on in this country. What's going on here, man? I'm waiting to see. I'm going to come out in the street corner one day and see Russian troops directing traffic as tank columns roll by. This president is losing everything. We're in trouble. As a buddy of mine would say, roll up the fat lady's burqa. But anyway, he didn't say burqa. I cleaned it up. He's in heaven now, telling jokes. Well, let's see what's going on. I saw Hillary Clinton. She came out. She made a speech today. She said, to this day, we have no idea what we are covering up. That's what I heard when Hillary spoke today. You're misquoting her. You're another Republican liar. Nobody lies like a Democrat. You know what the three biggest lies in the world are? The check is in the mail. I only want to put my head in the door. And I'm proud I'm a Democrat. Unbelievable, man. So, aren't you glad that Al-Qaeda did not nuke Manhattan? Could you imagine that cover-up? Attention, America. The following Manhattan zip codes have been changed to 10301 in Staten Island. Do not call area code 212. You'll get a fast, busy, and a siren sound. The Staten Island Ferry now docks in Perth Amboy. The New York skyline has been taken down for repairs. Here comes Mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale, the keeper of the P kiosk, in a rowboat. A full of 64-ounce Coke bottles. He is going into rehab for his Coke problem. All New York maps will now white out Manhattan. Google Earth has been shut down for maintenance. And speaking of Google Earth, Joe Biden made a sarcastic remark during that debate. I'm pretty sure it was then. He said, most people don't even know where Benghazi is. Most people know where Google Earth is, and if you go to Google Earth and you type in Benghazi, you can travel through space in about 2 seconds, and you'll see the whole country of Libya open up, and then it zooms in, and guess what it zooms into? It zooms into the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. And it's right on the tip of the land, and it sits within 12 blocks of, I think it's the Gulf of Sidra, okay? And where were the SEALs? Where were the skydiver fighter pilots? Where was the submarine that brought the SEALs ashore? What? We didn't have anybody for this guy? Three guys all chipped in to protect this guy. They all gave their lives to protect this guy. It wasn't their call. It wasn't their job. And he wrote in his diary, "Dear Diary, we're Phuket." Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do you know what? I know kids on bicycles, they get more protection than this embassy. It is sad. It is pathetic. You know, I knew he was cutting back on help. But wouldn't you rather fire somebody like Mrs. Lamb? Lega Lamb, who testified, they didn't need any help. They just kept whining. That's why I hung up the phone on them. Yeah, man, we're in trouble. The name of this country is U.S. Ass Backwards. Unbelievable. Not only is this guy in destroying us in the image of the world, you want to see what the Germans are doing. What they have a parade in Dusseldorf. 3 million people. 3 million people attend this parade. You know what the most popular floats are? Clinton groping the Statue of Liberty. Obama the dog biting Hillary's big butt. These are in balloons. And Obama in bed with the Chinese prime minister, or whatever they call themselves over there. How's that? You know what? The Germans know more than we do. But anyway, let me go back to this story here. So who told you that Manhattan wasn't there? Would you like to talk to our UN ambassador? She's right here. She's right there now. She's right there in Manhattan. Oh, no, you don't need a phone. Just speak into the closet. What is this? Yeah, can't you see this? That's a telephone booth. It's a Manhattan telephone booth. What is the slogan at Marine Killing NBC? You know what the slogan is at Marine Killing NBC? More lies at 11. Now, the topic of my subject tonight, Biden's lost the woman's vote. Biden's biggest loss last night was the woman's vote. He turned off women during the debate. It made them want to cuddle Ryan, and Biden reminded them of the husband who does not listen when they are talking. Yeah, you know, girls, you know what I'm saying. So I like this guy, what's his name, Fred Luntz, and he'll have like 30 people he picks at random, and they all sit there, and then he quizzes them after, and all the women said they thought that that Biden was rude, crude, and needed to be tattooed. Yeah, on his groin. Yeah, oh, unbelievable, man. Joe Biden. But he's made other. The best one that I saw him do was he says he was talking about somebody. You know, they give him a name 1 second before he gets on the stage. And I like to pay a tribute to this Joe so-and-so. Joe, stand up. Oh, my God, he's in a wheelchair. No, don't stand up, Joe. No, sorry, I can't hear you. Yeah, Obama can only do that. Oh, my God, man. Now we in trouble. So you want to hear about trouble? I turned on a show this morning in the kitchen, and my wife says, "Why are you watching that? They're bad actors." And it was bad actors, but they were hired by the government, and they were doing it was like the FBI reports, but only this was intelligence reports, and they were acting out a situation, and the situation was one of their own. Came under suspicion by a girl who worked in the same team, and I think there was four players on the team, and the one guy that the girl suspected, they were all covering Iran. They were all always spying on Iran and reading the latest poop from group on Iran. You know, going over documentaries, watching shows, looking at who's who. And the girl suspected that this guy was cheating. He was spying on them. And she reported it to her superiors and to the crew members, and the crew members shot her down, and they told her she was way offline. and she had no idea what she was talking about. And it turns out that this guy had an Indian girlfriend, and he divorced his wife, and he was very anti-Iranian. Iranian government, the Ayatollah's boys. He hated them with a passion. So now he's got an Indian girlfriend, and she has a brother. And it turns out that her brother is working for Indian intelligence. So after a few dinners and drinks, the Indian brother suggests that they work together and exchange information. And this guy says, yeah, that's a good idea. So he starts giving him information on Iran, and the Indian guy gives him what information on Iran he has. So the girl suspects something, and she notices that he goes to London, like on the QT. So she brings it to the attention of her superior, and it turns out that they've been watching him, and unbeknowing to him, his Indian girlfriend does not have a brother, and she's part of the trick that he is, and they're turning him. They even plied him with money for better information. So it turns out that the Indian intel officer is actually an Iranian intel officer. And so that's the end of that group of people in Central Intelligence. They got to bust up the cell, and everybody's under suspicion, and they all lose their jobs or get transferred to something else where they can be watched more closely. And, of course, the guy that sold out the country, he's doing time. And that's how, and he thought he was getting Iran, but Iran was getting him. So the lesson of the story is always be on the up and up and tell the truth, even if it gets you killed. Yeah, I'm still alive because I lie. I just turned on a show this morning. I just told you about that. Okay, now we're coming down to the real nitty gritty. Kennedy Kerry Catholics, you know what that is? Yeah. Okay. It's like Obama's witch doctor. A certifying live birth in Hawaii. The media's Catholic count. The media announced yesterday that in a poll of Catholics, they discovered 59% are voting for Obama in spite of his attacks on the Catholic Church. And Joe Biden looked in the camera and he said, "My fellow Catholics, don't believe anything you hear. I'm telling you, I'm giving you the facts. We have no conflict with the Catholic Church, and we're not going to crucify anybody until after the election." Yeah. And then he shouted, "Allahu Akbar," and he drew his sword. Yeah. So we figured we would do a poll. We made a phone call. "Hello, hi, we're surveying Catholics. Are you a Catholic?" "Yes." "Who are you voting for?" "Oh, I'm voting for Obama." "When was the last time you were in church?" "I think it was high school." "Oh, I went to a few weddings, but no christenings." "When was the last time you put money in the collection basket?" "Oh, the last time I tried in 1955, but the basket was full, and I always leave before the second collection. I'm a very busy man." "Are you a pro-choice Catholic? You mean like Ted Kennedy, John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer?" "Chuck Schumer's not Catholic, and neither are the other three." "Yeah, judge not lest ye be judged." Well, here comes the judge. "My name is Judge Jury." "Yep, and I believe in instant a checkout. If you get caught murdering a child, the judge pulls up in the van, the jury pulls up in another van, and the guy with the horse and the rope looking for a tree, he pulls up in the third van. So you're definitely a Catholic, almost definitely. And I also believe that Congress has the right to amend the removed Ten Commandments. I strongly believe in a woman's right to choose, especially in the case of rape and incest, which accounts for 99% of all abortions. Sir, how do you feel about partial birth abortion? What's that? Well, just before the child lands on American soil, a doctor who takes an oath to do no harm inserts the scissors into the child's head, severing the spinal cord, collapsing the skull, and then vacuums out all traces of life, throwing torn limbs into a slop bucket. My God, who's committing that heinous crime? Nazis? No, the Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Happiness crowd. I can't believe it. It is true. On October the 21st of 2003, the Senate roll call to ban partial birth abortion was defeated. 64 senators on the side of the angels voted to save kids. 34 senators voted to destroy life. Did you know that German law today protects the child from extinction after 55 days of life in the womb? 55 days, and we're killing them. We're killing them just before they exit the Freedom Canal. Of the 34 senators who voted to kill a child, 31 were Democrats. 3 were Republicans. Wow, that's a high death-to-life ratio. Did you know President Obama votes child death even to the point of no CPR for a breathing aborted child who is still alive? That can't be. I Google it, my friend. Thanks for the interview. Amen, brother. I'm going to vote kids up. Romney Ryan stops kids from dying. And another question I have for today, is it true military absentee ballots are being counted by the same company that counted Hugo Chavez's ballots? Who awarded that contract? If that's true, man, we've lost our freedom. You gotta check it out. I haven't had time to verify it. And thought for today, you know, they talk about the unemployed. You know, the 21 million unemployed. You know what? How about all of the working Americans that are in free slots? How many Americans can't move up or change jobs for fear of losing the one they have? Who's prisoner? Who's hostage? And who's keeper of the... I got a couple of blog sites that... You may want to take a look at YouTube sites, especially now that the election's coming up. YouTube, get this one, Flag Burners of Record. You'll be brokenhearted. YouTube, I pledge to thee, boycott NBC. I pledge to thee, boycott NBC. I sound like I'm an underground World War II calling from the Vichy French with code words. YouTube, 911 at Danny Boy. YouTube, thank you, General McChrystal. How do you think General McChrystal would have handled Benghazi? YouTube, lots of heroes. That's a Joan Jett song, I Need a Hero. And the video, the visual is all great Americans. So get rid of commie, get rid of the commie, and vote Ryan Romney. You got a communist Islamic president, and you don't even know it, and you can't believe it. And you won't believe it when you see that Russian officer directing tank traffic in front of your house. I'll give you a tune. Which kind of tune? Oh, this is my favorite one. This is the Sniper song.
Every lovely summer's day. everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way.
Familiar faces, that's this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the chill grins carousel, the chestnut tree. Oh, wish well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day. In everything that's light and gay, and I'll always think of you that way, and I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new,
I'll be looking at the moon,
I'll be looking at the stars.
Oh boy. The Benghazi fiasco by the Hoax and Chains Party. This cover-up is a national disgrace. We are totally disarmed. The word is out. We can go over the embassy wall. They won't even protect their flag. Just like in Tehran with Jughead Carter singing Kumbaya. I hit Google Earth and I typed in U.S. Consulate Benghazi. In 10 seconds, I was at the pool. Then I followed the road out to the beach, about 12 blocks. Once the attack began, we were told the ambassador lit out with three guys for the safe house, plus the locals who were supposed to be protecting. Too bad they did not head for the beach, with the ambassador calling for air protection. One of the things that bothers me, I watched all those fat asses sitting in the secure room, watching Bin Laden get taken out in real time it was. There they were sitting there like they were watching a movie. And these same fat asses should have been watching that ambassador getting dragged through the streets in real time. And I believe they got to see that. And are you going to tell me that they didn't have an eye in the sky for this unguarded beach house? Two of those guys were Navy SEALs, so they were comfortable at the beach. That is where they earned their medals. A couple of questions. How far away was the U.S. Navy? And this Navy is getting one big pass, and I don't like it. This Navy hasn't come out and said where they were, what they were doing, how alert they were. I'm very disappointed in the Navy. I'm tired of listening to excuses from everybody about everybody. A couple of questions. How far away was the U.S. Navy? I see the movies. I can go to the movies and see them all jumping out of planes in the middle of the night, holding hands. And so under the new command. Yeah. Admiral Lemon, boy, was that guy a waste of time? Oh, my God, help us, man. Where are the chesty pullers? Where are the Nimitz's? Where are the Bull Halsey's? Now we got... I'm not going to say. Did the ambassador have any communication? The terrain to the beach is flat and very open. Did they have any weapons? Obama better cover this mess up. He will never get elected if the truth comes out. So what'd he do? He sent his SWAT team of at least 8 heavy-duty policemen to raid a terrorized bed, Coptic Christian house, and make him the scapegoat for an entire government cluster fluke. You heard of Sandra Fluke? This is cluster fluke. Congress is off for 7 weeks. 7 weeks they're going to take off, so Al-Qaeda has to wait. Bomber goes to Las Vegas and then New York to plan war tactics with David Letterman. And no joy of Poopy Goldfarb Behar. Meanwhile, back at the Pentagon, officers with no combat experience are court-martialing four tour heroes, guys that have been over there four times, for shooting Al-Qaeda without reading them their merengue rights. Obama has turned Gitmo into Al-Qaeda University with graduations back to kill Americans, now classified as NATO troops so you don't find out he's lost 2,000 Americans on his apology tour. Bush, a 461 in 8 years. Obama, 51, backshot, plus SEAL Team 6, plus six Harrier jets. Did you see that one get covered up? One major got killed defending six Harrier jets. Not one pilot got off the ground. At Pearl Harbor, at least one guy or two guys got up in the air. Are we in trouble or what? And the military's overweight. And 45% are women. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 45% are feminine. I'm sorry about that. I love it when draft-dodging commos in office cry about losing blood and treasure. The next congressman that you hear, or senator, talking about losing blood and treasure, fire his ass on the spot. Tell that to the Buckley family who lost their national treasure back from Afghanistan, shot in the back. Tell them about treasure. You can't afford their national treasure. And how quick they get these guys off the screen. The three guys that accompanied Chris Stevens are now nameless in the press. Glenn Doherty, Sean Smith, and Tyrone Woods. They don't mention their names anymore. You want to hear 30 names that don't get mentioned anymore? Navy SEAL Derek Benson, age 28, California. Navy SEAL Jesse Pittman, age 27, California. Stephen Mills, age 35, Texas. Louis Langaise, age 44, California. Nicholas Hull, age 30, West Virginia. Petty Officer Thomas Ratzlip, age 34, from Arkansas. Andrew Harville, age 26, in California. Patrick Hamburger, age 30, Nebraska. Daniel Zerbe, age 28, from Pennsylvania. Brian J. Nichols, age 31, Kansas. Alexander J. Bennett, age 24, from Washington. You know who's in Washington? Two flag burners for senators. John W. Brown, age 33, of Florida. Florida is in play. Florida, you better get your ass together and you better vote for an American. Brian R. Bill, age 31, of Connecticut. Connecticut always sends losers. Kevin A. Houston, age 35, Massachusetts. So that's where the last time those guys were American was at Bunker Hill. John Duendata, age 26, from Nebraska. Spencer Duncan, age 21, God bless you, Spencer, Kansas. Matthew Mason, age 37, Missouri. Jason Workman, age 32, Utah. John Tumelson, age 35, Iowa. Michael Strange, age 35, Pennsylvania. Aaron Vaughn, age 30, Florida. Robert Reeves, age 32, Louisiana. Commander Jonas B. Kelsall, age 32, Louisiana. Explosives technician Craig M. Vickers, age 36, Hawaii. Christopher G. Campbell, age 36, North Carolina. Nicholas P. Spihar, age 24, Minnesota. David Carter, age 47, Colorado. Jared W. Day, 28, Utah. John W. Foss, age 31, in Minnesota. Heath M. Robinson, age 34, Michigan. You hear the states? Every one of those states should be voting American. Never mind this swing crap. You better get your country back or you'll be swinging. Like Benjamin Franklin said, if we don't all hang together, gentlemen, we surely will hang separately. And I just wanted to tell you about that because those are the 30 guys that were in one chopper. And the father of one of those 30, after the Democrats told us that not one of the SEALs who was involved in whacking bin Laden was on that chopper, lied. because the father of one of those SEALs was on TV yesterday, and he said that that big, heavy, lumbersome chopper was supposed to be protected by two helicopter gunships, and they were, but the gunships were ordered not to strafe the area before the chopper landed for fear that they might hit a mosque. No, I'm only kidding about the mosque, but that's usually the excuse. You know, the mosque where they store the ammunition, you know, where God is not, and where the snipers go up to the minarets and pick off GIs who are ordered not to fire back. Yeah. We got to change the rules of engagement. I remember the movie Patton, and there were two mules blocking a bridge holding up a tank column. He shot them both in the head and threw them off the bridge. That's how long it took him to make a decision. So anyway, they're talking about that the military is now 45% feminine. And this one guy blogged, and he said, "Sir, you're so very correct. I believe this was a planned objective of the left to destroy the U.S. military as a whole. I've on good intel that the military has cut back on female recruits because, as of now, the U.S. military is about to tip over the 45% mark of females in the armed forces. Sorry, you PC people out there, but little Tiffany can shuffle papers and type, but she can't carry that 90-pound ruck or that refueling hose. And if the going gets tough, I don't think she can carry her load. She should have to ruck up and move out to help her squad take that ridge. We already have shoehorned enough females into jobs that they can't do because of the physical requirements. Remember how much of an outcry the LAFD training video where the female trainee couldn't lift the ladder to take the fire hose up the stairs before time was up. And that is why we have the fireman's drag and not the fireman's carry anymore. PC will kill this country because it is hand in hand with the old wishful thinking mode, pie in the sky, unrealistic, illiberal thinking that runs rampant through the left. It's a death wish, my friend. That's what it is. And you know something? I have a friend that's a policeman. He has a female partner. And he has to load her bullets because her fingernails are too long. So he has to put the bullets in her magazine that goes into her Glock for her. How do you like that? And they're the first ones to cry a discrimination. How do you like that? And they're the only ones that can talk back to their sergeants and get away with it. How do you like that? And when they have to go from a building to search a building from top to bottom on two different stairwells, the guy is always worried that the girl is going to get him killed. So, having said that, that's a fact of life. Yeah, okay. So, let me see what this says. Did you know that the Democrats ran an ad on the power of the U.S. military? And all the Russian ships, all the ships were Russian. Oh, God. Let me see. This woman is a widow, and she was complaining that she could pick it out. They would see the Russians have a different type of antenna, radar setup. So it's easily identifiable to guys that know how to read horizons, you know. Dear Lee Rice, my condolences. I too served and returned badly wounded and left with 100% disability and pain. I'm glad that your husband did not see what is happening to our country. It hurts to watch and to be able to do nothing but maybe vote. I am 69 years old and I will fight as best I can when they come to my door. I am armed and at the ready all the time. I have never forgotten my pledge to this country, nor have I ever been debriefed of it. In our, your husband and mine, we swore to protect this country from all enemies with our lives. Your husband gave his earlier, but I too will give mine when the time comes. Thank you and all the wives that stand by your men and all the husbands that stand by their wives. The outcome may not be good, but at least we will go to meet our maker with honor. Here's a guy that believes the country is finished. Now, I'm going to read to you about the men of 98. You see, when we started our American Revolution in 1776, we had an ocean apart from Great Britain. The Irish weren't so fortunate. They only had a hop, skip, and a jump across the Irish Sea. And Britain could send tons of troops with weapons. But in 1798, edged on by the success of the American colonies, the Irish rose up to throw the British out of their country too. And it wasn't just Irish Catholics, it was Irish Catholics and Protestants who all wanted to be free of England. But unfortunately, they lost, and they had to endure 500 years of slavery. They, up until the 1920s, when they finally got all but six counties back. I think they got 26 counties that are free. And six still fly the Union Jack. So that's the way it is. And the way the Brits got to keep Northern Ireland was they filled up Northern Ireland with Scotch Protestants who were poor and would take any opportunity for a better life. And that is what you have right now in the United States. It's called gerrymandering. So they leave the borders open and the poor come in. God bless the poor and God help the poor. But when my parents came here, I'm first generation American. When they came here, they were poor, but they stood in line. They filled out all the forms. They did the paperwork and they became American citizens. And never once did I ever hear them tell me that the old country was better. Yet I have people here that don't even know their old country and they say it's better. So I'm going to give you a little tribute to the men of 98 because one day we may be the men of 98. Who fears to speak of Easter week? You see, Irish Catholics, they believe in the resurrection, so they rose up on Easter Sunday. Who fears to speak of Easter week? Who blushes at the name when cowards mock the patriot fate? Who hangs his head for shame? He's all a knave or half a slave who slights his country thus. You read this poem when you're drinking beer. But a true man, like you, man, will fill your glass with us. Yep. We drink the memory of the brave, the faithful, and the few, and that's what we got today. We got less than 3% of the country defending it, and 97% don't know what's going on. We drink the memory of the brave, the faithful, and the few. Some lie off far beyond the wave, and so do our boys, too. All are gone, but still lives on the fame of those who died. All true men, like you men, remember them with pride. Some on the shores of distant lands, and we're buried all over the world, my friends. We're even buried in Russia. Their weary hearts have laid up at Archangel. And by the stranger's heedless hands, their lonely graves were made. But though their clay be far away beyond Atlantic foam, in true men like you men, the spirit of America is still at home. The dust of some in American earth, among their own they rest, and the same land that gave them birth has caught them to her breast. And we pray that from their clay full many a race may start of true men like you men to act as brave a part. They rose in dark and evil days, and I think that's what we got coming. To right their native land, and you better be grateful that every man has a gun. You're going to find out why it pays to bear arms and why those 1776 geniuses saw to it that we would have the tools of our own salvation. They rose in dark and evil days to right their native land, They kindled here a living blaze that nothing shall withstand. Alas, that might can vanquish right. They fell and passed away. But true men like you men are plenty here today. So raise your glass. Then here's their memory, may it be for us a guiding light to cheer our strife for liberty and teach us to unite. Though good and ill be America still, though sad as theirs your fate, and true men like you men, like those of 98. I changed Ireland to America. When the Irish came here, they immediately adopted their country and they fought and died for it. And then you have guys like John Kerry and the Kennedys who betray the unborn. They even kill the kids. And they have everybody believing it's a woman's right to choose. It's not. It's God's right to choose. And he created them. And he knows them. Before you were born, I knew you. Okay. And the biggest hypocrites are guys like Joe Biden, who's Orthodox Jewish, who is supposed to abide by the Ten Commandments. He's down to five. And they sing his praises. But he votes to burn the flag, and he votes to kill the kids. I think I got it. I think I got a tune. Let me see if I can find it here. It was. I just had it. It slipped away. Okay, you know what? I'll give you an Irish fight song. Janine Payer, I'm going to give you a tune, and when I come back, I'll tell you. This is a by Obama.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. You wish me well, you couldn't tell that I've been crying over you, crying over you. me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before, but darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you, crying over you.
Another tune. I just want to catch a little more of a Janine Pirro.
the curtain descends, everything ends too soon, too soon. Away, darling, away. Will you speak low to me? Speak low to me. Speak low to me. Speak low to me. Speak low. Speak low.
Good, I'm back. That was Carmen McRae with the late, great Cal Jada on Vibes. It's funny, you know, when you grow up with certain people, Hollywood stars, and you see them age, it gets scary. And I know there's a lot of gals out there that used to be very beautiful and turned a lot of heads. And Father Time comes in and gets us all. But I got to tell you, when I see a woman, regardless of her age, I look for the woman that was in her 20s. That's what I see. So I read through the cover. And having said that, I just watched Jeanine Pirro and she interviewed the mother of Sean Smith. And I've learned more from this woman than all of the goddamn news that I've seen on TV and heard, and all of the claptrap that they've been putting out. Her son stayed behind. She believes he stayed behind because he wasn't killed with the others. And he was burning documents. He was probably like an intelligence officer, and he was in charge of the documents. And he had 15 minutes to destroy everything. Now they also say I didn't hear her say it. She did say it on another show. She said that he died of smoke inhalation. So. But he wasn't killed with the others. And she said there were five guards, and the five guards got away. So you can, whatever that is. But this woman has given the entire nation more information than all of these phony bastards that walk around and pat each other on the ass all day. It's really sad. It's really sad. We are the most misinformed country in the world. There is a blackout on the truth in this country. And I'm not kidding. I mean, when you have 3 million Germans in Dusseldorf having floats of President Obama in bed with the Chinese prime minister, and Bill Clinton groping the Statue of Liberty, you know what Europe thinks of the United States and all these liberals who want to be like Europe. Europe don't want to be like you. And they're as decadent as we are, if not more. Especially, I'm not going to say it. But anyway, okay, so that's where we're at. And let me see if I got any more news to read to you. I read about that one. Let's see what this one says. This cover-up is a national disgrace. We are totally disarmed. The word is out. You can go over the embassy wall. They won't even protect their flag. I said that one already. Okay. I did say that. I did. And it is, you know what's really sad? Samuel Jackson, the actor. What a great actor. I loved him in the movie. Terms of Engagement. Is that it? Terms of Engagement? where he plays a Marine who rescues the flag and gives it to the ambassador and protects the ambassador's evacuation out of the embassy, like it was supposed to be Yemen, and how he was tried for the murder of civilians. And it turned out that the civilians all had guns. It is sad. And there's Samuel Jackson. He's endorsing the guy that's getting these Marines killed. Sorry, Samuel. Only in the movies can you be a hero. As I watch sad ceremony at Edwards Air Force Base, as I watch four coffins being offloaded and carried into an airplane hangar by 28 Marines, I said to myself, if those 28 Marines had been with those four guys, all might be alive today. Then a chaplain introduced Wattles Clinton, who looked like she just swallowed Rosie O'Donnell whole. She had guilt written all over her face. The media is sticking to the lie assignment they were given. They're blaming a Hollywood mini-mogul labeled first a Jew, then a Coptic Christian, who, based on the contents of his sick video, meets all the requirements for an Oscar from Pornowood. It may even surpass the I Got Bin Laden movie by the great SEAL, Obama, who seals his records. Then Obama quoted the second surah from the Democratic playbook, say something Christian. That pulls on heartstrings before we cut their hearts out. The Middle East tonight is on fire. Joe Biden rubbed in the death of Osama for political points. Now we see signs that say we are a billion Osamas. Boy, that's a handful of radical Muslims. How many hijacked that peaceful religion? Usually murdered Americans are killed during the Arab Spring or fall to go to Dover Air Force Base, or fail to go to Dover Air Force Base for an autopsy and DNA testing, not to forget a rape kit. But it looks like Osama is going to bury this mistake faster than the loss of SEAL Team 6 or the loss of 2,000 Americans he classified as NATO troops with the hidden help of the presslings. If it wasn't for the internet, we'd get no truth at all. You know, they always warn you about, be careful what you read on the internet. Yeah. But listen to us. I'll take my chances with the internet. With the help of the Huffington Post, as soon the internet will be gone also. More lies at 11. I asked myself how three retired Navy SEALs could die without a fight. I thought all three were SEALs. Were they armed? Were they ordered not to arm? From what I could see from the only body shown, the ambassador's shirt had black soot as if he had been stunned in an explosion. They say he died from asphyxiation. Was that a plastic bag over the head? Does Al-Qaeda plan to release photos of the others? And I'll bet you they got photos. There is one guy that should be easy to be identified. The guy with the cell phone in his mouth. Find that guy and find that cell phone. The Pentagon needs to be transferred to the front and learn what combat is all about. Start with the ACLU branch of court-martial experts. A once great Marine Corps is looking helpless. The basic training rule is never be without your loaded weapon. Don't let the ACLU take your bullets away. The American flag on the Cairo wall never should have fallen into the hands of the Democratic Party of Egypt. Who gave the order not to protect it? Why is Obama losing the world to Israel? To evil. Israel, get close to your God before you are all alone. The communist media teamed up with Obama and accused Romney of getting ahead of the president. Anybody can get ahead of that guy. He's leading from behind. What was the tune the band played? Hillary Clinton's big lie gave Al-Qaeda their alibi. The jihad fires were lit to remind us there are more 911s coming. See, they're all bragging about they're getting out of the Middle East. The Middle East is coming here. The Middle East is here already. There's 17 Al-Qaeda training camps in the United States that we know about. The jihad fires were lit to remind us there are more 911s coming. The entire media, including Fox, took their lead from Hillary Clinton's deflection away from the failure of this lead from behind party. Nope, and look at General Petraeus. He's walking around like a little church mouse. Can't say, not a peep out of him. No mention by the media of how she joked about Muammar Gaddafi getting it in the end. We came, we saw, we killed him. All this braggadocio without a helmet. Now four Americans are dead and the ambassador suffered the same fate as Muammar Gaddafi. And you're going to blame this on a two-bit video that no one knew about or could find that has been out at least 90 days? Nice try, nice ceremony with the usual let's gloss it over. How fast these bodies are being buried in the ground without an autopsy? Don't you want to know how these men died? Do the families want to know? Are they the bodies of the men that were killed in those coffins? Who verified it? I didn't hear anybody. Did you hear anybody? Wouldn't you like to know how three Navy SEALs met their fate? One an expert mock. Oh, one was the marksman who took out the Somali pirate and saved the ship's captain. Oh, man. These four Americans were killed and transported to an American burial ground faster than it takes Major Untried Hassan to shave. You can change that leading from behind excuse to it's none of my business. The Clintons breastfed Osama bin Laden and kicked the IED can down the road. And this lead from behind leader is giving us nothing but division and defeat. Welcome soon to $5 gas. He is getting closer. I did this blog on the 15th, and we are at $5 gas. He is getting closer to his goal of no coal and $8 a gallon gas. Keep swallowing the lies, and you will be on food stamps next. Today, Fox announces two NATO troops killed. Somewhere in the near future, the DNC media will whisper they are Americans. The body count in Afghanistan behind Boy is so high that they classified the 2,000 dead as a NATO troops. That's behind the lead from behind Boy. But when Bush was in Afghanistan for 8 years, they named every American their hometown and what their last meal was. And they showed a picture. And then they went to the mother's homes and stuck the microphone in mom's face and said, "How does it feel to lose your son under George Bush?" Yeah, you don't see them doing that under Obama, huh? You don't see them visiting 2,000 houses, do you? Don't you know? And we lost Iraq. Iraq is gone. Iraq is in the hands of Iran. The Shia now rule Iraq. And if you think the Sunnis are going to let that status quo stay quo, you're wrong. That's all going to come down. And Bahrain's in trouble. The Shia are getting ready to take over Bahrain. And that's a Sunni, a sheikh, who is tied very closely to the Saudis. You think the Saudis are going to let the Iranians take over? All they got to do is come over the bridge. They got a bridge that goes from Bahrain to Saudi Arabia. And when you buy a ticket and you get your toll receipt, the ticket says the punishment for drugs is death. Yeah, you better hope they never come here, because half the nation will be gone and they'll all be Democrats. Bush lost the 461. Obama 2,000 plus an entire SEAL team plus 51 backshot Americans plus 14 embassies on fire, all because of a video. If Hillary the failure Clinton was responsible for Pearl Harbor, she would have blamed the attack on the Sound of Music. And don't you know a happy anniversary telegram when you get it? 50,000 students evacuated from a Texas university on one bomb scare call. Think about that. They covered that up too. How are you going to handle 50 calls a day to 50 malls? Ask yourself, are your children safer today when you take your shoes off at the airport? And please don't complain about having to take your shoes off at the airport too loud. The guy standing behind you might be a Marine missing two legs. Do not trust the lies of the people with jihad alibis. The media will cover for Obama. And there are internet rumors that the media has already given the first debate questions to the party of death. No, Lehrer did a good job. Lehrer did an excellent job, and he's been cursed for it. Lehrer was a gentleman. Now, ask me about Biden's assistant who led off with the Afghan question and who cut Ryan's responses short and said, we're going to the next question now. And then she ganged up with Biden on him. Unbelievable. And you saw Biden's disdain for women, because he, even as she was assisting him, he was shooting her down too. Yeah, you can't be Old Testament or New Testament and be in the party of death to little children and a broken military. And how do they break the military? Any way they can. They'll break them financially. They'll make it. They'll turn them into poor church mice, so they have to go. They have to leave the military, and then they'll fill it in, and then they'll give all their commie friends a raise. The best way is to disarm Marine guards on embassy walls with no bullets. And because a woman ambassador is out of her gourd with liberal mind confetti, she shouldn't be in a woman beating society teaching men who slit camels' throats. How advanced we are. Same with Kathy Bodine in Yemen and April Glaspie in Iraq. That is a shining example of Clinton left-wing arrogance in your face. And if you're going to broomstick the president of Libya, the ruler of Libya, be careful that somebody doesn't broomstick your ambassador. So before you bravely commit others to die, think of the consequences of your actions. The Marine commandant who allowed that disarm order to be carried out should be transferred to a mortar platoon to carry ammo for the rest of his sissy career. Semper Fi to who? The man who leads from behind? What are you going to do when he orders you to shoot fellow Marines? Debate it? Time to move the Pentagon to Afghanistan. And don't forget, the Russians will be taking gun orders on Obama's run out. The Chinese will have a new aircraft carrier after Walmart's back to communist school sales. We have Marines in harm's way without bullets, yet Lead From Behind Man has authorized 174,000 bullets for the Social Security Department. Hollow points in case those rebel senior citizens demand lump sum of payments. And you can go to Yahoo and Google, why does Social Security 174,000 bullets? I did not realize that when Lead From Behind Man said he would have an army bigger than the U.S. military, that he intended to kill ours. All the time, at this time, all I want is justice for all, starting with one ambassador who was sodomized and murdered with three Navy SEALs at his side. They should not be buried in the press to protect the loser. The country needs to reconstruct their last hours and how they were betrayed and abandoned. Where was the backup? Even cops on a bus have a backup. Please don't tell me it was the video's fault. Friends, get the truth on the internet before it gets shut down like the mainstream mediocrity. So having said that, get my book, The Spirit of America Party. It tells you who all the traitors are. My version of a traitor is anybody who voted to burn my flag. That's my flag. And it should be your flag, too. Okay, looks like I ran out of time. I'll close with war chant.